Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the memory of one of the great fathers of the Egyptian desert during the golden age of Egyptian monasticism, St. Pimen the Great. St. Pimen was an Egyptian, born sometime around 340. He had two brothers who were also great desert fathers, Anub and Paisios, and he reposed around the year 450. His sayings are preserved in the Sayings of the Desert Fathers, classically known as the Alphabetical Sayings of the Desert Fathers, and some other collections as well. But the edition that's available in English is just entitled the Sayings of the Desert Fathers, and it's translated by Benedict Award, and we usually have copies in the bookstore, although they sell pretty quickly because I recommend them a lot. And I recommend them a lot because there's great spiritual advice that you find in that book. Protestants experiment spiritually, and I feel sorry for them, having been one. I know what it's like, because basically they're trying to find their way in an unknown territory, and they don't have a map. They don't have any guidance, and they fall into the same pitfalls and tar pits and get lost in the desert the way the church discovered long ago you don't want to do. In the Orthodox Church, we have a long spiritual tradition where we have guidance, and these great spiritual fathers tell us, don't go that way because that won't work. Go this way. Don't make sure when you have this problem that you do this and you don't do that. Father Thomas Hopko, when he was in town, he was talking to the clergy in the area. He recommended the clergy should read three books every day. One of them was, of course, the Bible. The other two books were the Sayings of the Desert Fathers and the Arena by St. Ignaty Brancheninov, another book that I recommend for the same reason as this one. It's sort of a more modern encapsulation of the spiritual tradition of the Orthodox Church, and it's also a little bit more thematic. The Sayings of the Desert Fathers are kind of all over the place, so you never know what you're going to get when you're reading them, and that's one of the exciting things about it is that you're reading and then it'll touch on one point, but then the next saying will touch on something totally different. But as I was reading through St. Pimen's sayings, which is one of the largest, I think maybe even the largest of all the collections of the fathers that you find in that book, there were three themes that I found that I wanted to talk about, just to give you some examples of the kinds of wisdom that you find in these writings. He talks about struggling with thoughts. That's something that we all are familiar with. That's something that I often hear people talk about in confession. And he said, just as the king's bodyguard stands always on guard at his side, so the soul should always be on guard against the demon of fornication. In other words, you should never let down your guard. And that's how many of people have fallen, is that they've let down their guard because they figured, oh, I'm not struggling with that anymore, I'm okay, and then boom, they get blindsided. And even great spiritual men have had that happen to them. And so the advice from St. Pimen is never let your guard down. Abba Anub, who is his brother, asked Abba Pimen about the impure thoughts which the heart of man brings forth and about vain desires. Abba Pimen said to him, is the axe any use without someone to cut with it? If you do not make use of these thoughts, they will be ineffectual too. In other words, you can't help that these thoughts come into your mind, but you don't have to play with them. If someone shuts a snake or a scorpion up in a bottle, in time they will be completely destroyed. So it is with evil thoughts. They are suggested by the demons. They disappear through patience. A brother came to see Abba Pimen and said to him, Abba, I have many thoughts, and they put me in danger. The old man led him outside and said to him, expand your chest and do not breathe in. He said, I cannot do that. Then the old man said to him, if you cannot do that, no more can you prevent thoughts from arising, but you can resist them. A brother who struggled with thoughts of blasphemy came to him and said, the demon wars against me to make me blaspheme God, and I am ashamed to say so. So he told him all about it, and immediately he was relieved. The old man said to him, do not be unhappy, my child, but every time this thought comes to you, say, it is no affair of mine. May your blasphemy remain upon you, Satan, for my soul does not want it. Now everything that the soul does not desire does not remain long, and the brother went away healed. To quote a non-Orthodox source who also had some wisdom on this point, Martin Luther made the comment that you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making nests in your hair. In other words, you can't stop thoughts from passing through your mind, but you don't have to sit there and let them play with them. It's when you start to toy with these thoughts that you start getting into sin. Talking about the balance between working and rest, he says, just as smoke drives the bees away and also takes the sweetness out of their work, so bodily ease drives the fear of God from the soul and dissipates all its activity. So he's saying just as a beekeeper gets the smoke going and the bees fly away and he's able to take the honey, so when you are just pampering yourself and you're not engaged in any activity for very long periods of time, that dissipates your activity and you're robbed of the sweetness of all the efforts that you've made. A brother said to Abba Pieman, give me a word. And he said to him, as long as the pot is on the fire, no fly nor any animal can get near it. But as soon as it is cold, these creatures get inside. So it is for the monk. As long as he lives in spiritual activities, the enemy cannot find a means of overthrowing him. But then on the balance, he says, some old men came to see Abba Pieman and said to him, when we see brothers who are dozing at the synaxis, and that's the gathering of the monks together for prayer, shall we arouse them so that they will be watchful? And he said to them, for my part, when I see a brother who is dozing, I put his head on my knees and let him rest. And then he said this, everything that goes to excess comes from the demons. And that's an important thing to keep in mind, because you can go to excess one way and you can go to excess the other way. And in either direction, that comes from the demons. And then on the study of Scripture, he says this. He says, when asked about purity of heart, he said, the nature of water is soft, and that of stone is hard. But if a bottle is hung above the stone, allowing the water to fall drop by drop, it wears away the stone. So it is with the Word of God. It is soft, and our heart is hard. But the man who hears the Word of God often opens his heart to the fear of God. That's why it's so important for us to regularly read the Scriptures and also other spiritual books like the Sayings of the Desert Fathers. You may have read all these books before. You may have read the Scripture a dozen times, but that doesn't mean that you ever reach the point where you need to stop reading them, because you need to allow that soft water of the Scriptures and also the spiritual wisdom of the saints of the church to drip slowly, drop by drop, upon your heart so that it can soften that hard heart and break up that stone and make it soft again and open to God. By doing so, by regularly reading the Scriptures, by regularly reading spiritual books, the writings of the saints, our hearts are lifted up to God and we're able to live the Christian life that God wants us to.